So if you take James Clear and Jeff Bezos and mix them together, well, then you have this week's podcast episode. Some of you are wondering, who's James Clear? I'll tell you in a minute. And if you don't know who Jeff Bezos is, just go check the front porch. There's a box that's waiting there for you from him. We're talking patience and defining yourself here in episode 37.
This is the Decide to Lead podcast with Russ Hill.
Welcome in to the Decide to Lead podcast. I am Russ Hill, the host of this little hobby of mine that now thousands of you are listening to, and we're so jacked about that. Wow, what a crazy, crazy week. I'm recording this podcast from my home office in Phoenix, where it's like awesome weather this week. I'm about to head to the airport in just a couple of hours. Fly out to Austin, Texas for a couple days worth of meetings with a global manufacturing company there, then race back to Phoenix. Kind of, this is kind of funny. This is how my life works, right? Then I'm racing back to Phoenix to do a few hours on stage with a Fortune 500 food services company. You buy their products in your grocery store every week. So I'm gonna speak to their national sales team. Then I got to race to the airport. So like one night in my own city in bed, but not really. And then fly to Salt Lake City for some meetings. So it's just a crazy, crazy week. But I didn't even start this right. Welcome in to Decide to Lead. This podcast is for people who've made the decision to lead. By the way, you can't be a leader if you haven't decided to. Otherwise, you're just a placeholder, a manager, someone that we stuck into some position. You're not leading anybody because you haven't made the decision to lead and you don't know where you're taking us. So this podcast is for those who've made the decision to lead and are looking for ideas, tips, hacks, unlocks, anything that will help them more effectively influence other people to help them achieve the results they're trying to achieve. And I want to get right to it because I've been listening to a bunch of different podcasts on some different topics lately. And oh my gosh, there are like amazing podcasts out there, right? And then there is so much garbage. Like I was listening to one the other day. I swear I had to keep hitting fast forward because the guy talked for like 4.5 minutes without saying anything. And it made me think, oh, crud, Russ, do you do this? And I'm sure I do. So I'm going to try not to do that as much anymore. So this week's show, I want to talk about James Clear and Jeff Bezos, both of them on my mind, and I'll tell you why as the show goes on. James Clear, if you're wondering, who the crud is James Clear? He's the guy that wrote the book Atomic Habits. Atomic Habits. If you're going, okay, great, I still don't have any clue who you're talking about. Well, then you just need to go to Amazon.com right this very second and buy the book. Like, don't delay. And that, like, you will come back, you'll send me a message on Instagram, LinkedIn, wherever, and you're going to go, thank you, Russ, for recommending that. Or download it on Audible or whatever. But so far, and I'm going to do this episode in a few weeks, like the best things I've read in 2019, what impacted me the most in 2019? Because I'm constantly reading stuff and I have leaders at different organizations that we consult with around the world who are saying, hey, have you checked this out? Or I hear them mention something in a meeting, and so I'm reading a ton. I'm going to do a podcast episode here in a few weeks on the best things I've read, books and other things coming up. And definitely one of the best books. I don't know if it's going to be number one on my list for 2019, but I think it might be, which is like a really bad spoiler alert for the upcoming episode. But Atomic Habits, just really well written. And I was exchanging emails, in fact, the other day with James Clear. And he's just did such a remarkable job in writing that book. So anyway, Atomic Habits, and I'm not going to go deep into it because we could have James on an upcoming episode, and we're seeing if we can work that out. But I want to talk about why he's on my mind. And then Jeff Bezos, of course, is the founder and CEO of a little company you might have heard of called Amazon. If you listen to this podcast, you're already sick of me talking about it. But here's why these two guys are on my mind. So I'm in the gym yesterday, and I'm listening to something that's causing me to think about leadership. It's a podcast episode, and I'm thinking about this, and I'm looking at, you know, the gym is such a great place to people watch, right? Because you just have so many. It's like this mashup of society of people that go to the gym. that are there to show off, right? Look at me, and I'm going to wear as little as I possibly can so you can see this thing that I'm so proud of, and pick a body part there showing it off, right? Then you have other people that you know it took every ounce of courage, determination, desire to get into the gym, and they are like covering themselves up because they're just starting their path to fitness and they're way overweight, or they're way underweight, or they're something just, and you just like, I want to give those people a hug, right? I want to tell the people that are showing off everything, okay, please go to the locker room over there, put on another layer over the layer. Like, you missed a layer, right? Like, I don't know if you know this, but you forgot there's supposed to be actually a shirt over that, or actually shorts go over what you're wearing on your legs right now. And so you've got those people. I wanted to tell them to go get something to put on. And then the people that are, you can tell, are just trying to have confidence. I want to give them a hug. You know what I mean? For showing up. And then you got the rest of us who are just trying to stay in shape and squeeze it in time in the gym. So I'm looking at this dynamic, and it's fun to watch that in the gym, right? When you go in every day. And I'm thinking about something that Jeff Bezos talked about. And I've heard him mention this multiple times. And here's how it goes. In fact, you might have heard me say this in a previous podcast episode. I didn't do a show about it, but I mentioned it quickly. So Jeff, sometimes he'll get off of his quarterly earnings call and he'll have people come up to him in social settings and they'll say, Jeff, congratulations, man, on, I don't think they say man to Jeff Bezos. Congratulations, Mr. Bezos, on your quarterly results. And Jeff says, I've heard him say this, he's polite to the person when they come up and tell him that. And what he's thinking in his mind is, oh, no, yeah, those results that we just reported were actually baked, and the time frame that Jeff mentions is 3 years. He says, he's thinking in his mind, oh, this quarter, actually, the quarterly results we just posted were actually baked, cooked, determined by what we did 3 years ago. Isn't that interesting to think about? 3 years ago is the time frame Jeff uses. And so I'm in the gym and I'm thinking about that line from Jeff Bezos, and I'm watching these people who are chiseled, toned, running 50 miles an hour. My wife was telling me the other day, she saw somebody on the treadmill running, like, I don't know how fast, it sounded like it was like a 8 minute, 7 minute mile. Like, they're going at a good speed. This is an adult, somebody who's in their 40s or 50s, and they're running a 7 or 8 minute mile backwards on the treadmill. She was so, like, she said, I couldn't, like, she was embarrassed because he was facing her treadmill. And she said, I couldn't stop staring because I was in shock that he was doing that. So you see these people, like, massively in shape. You see some of them at the gym. And I'm thinking about Jeff Bezos's comment that the results were baked 3 years ago. And I've done some work for Lifetime Fitness, you know, gone in and consulted and met with. Well, in fact, one of the meetings was a group of trainers, and we were meeting in like one of the workout rooms, and I was teaching them some different things about leadership and managing culture. And you know, you're talking to them about how many, one of them was mentioning to me how many people, and it's what we all know, how many people give up, like they buy a membership in a gym and then only go a few times and then they give up. Well, why do they give up? It's because I don't see the result immediately. Like, I went out and worked out today and I don't look like that dude running backwards on the treadmill. Like, I'm struggling to run a 9 minute mile forward. And so I work out once or twice or for a week now in a row, and I don't look like that dude who's wearing a tank top or that gal who needs to put on another layer, right? And so it discourages us. And so apply this. Like, there's tons of, I love this line of thinking because of the way you can apply it personally and professionally, right? So the personal application, like, and this is where James Clear comes in on Atomic Habits, because one of the things I really loved in that book that James wrote is about defining yourself. And he talks about, you know, one of the premises or the ideas of his book is that so many people set goals, but they don't define themselves. So if you define yourself as a smoker, Like you, in your mind, you're thinking I'm a smoker, but then you set a goal to quit smoking, you've got major issues. You've got to define yourself differently. And if you define, if you define yourself as someone who's overweight, and yet you set a goal of going to the gym or eating healthy, your chances of actually being able to follow through and do that well are pretty slim. And so it's really interesting to hear James talk about that. And I've been thinking about who do you define yourself as? And James goes into a lot more detail in his book that I think is really interesting about how do you define yourself as someone spiritual. If you do, you're likely to go to church on a regular basis or to read scripture or, you know, just you think about it. So these people at the gym, they define themselves as healthy, as in shape, and they're keeping up that persona by the habits that they have developed. And then you think about what Jeff Bezos says, that chiseled person in front of you, that person who's super in shape, who can run twice or three times as fast as you can on the treadmill or in the classes that you may go to at a gym, that they didn't get that way because of the workout they're doing today. Like the result, the outcome of the workout they're doing today is going to be shown in their body, their physique, a month from now, 2 months ago, and it won't have much of an impact at all if they don't do it consistently. So when you're looking at that toned person, you're seeing the result of consistent effort over how long? What would you say? A year? At least 6 months, probably 2 or 3 years. And so the workout you do at the gym today is going to impact not how you look today, not how you look next week, but how you look a month or two or three. Now, the good news is you leave the gym full of endorphins and you're jacked. And if you did any strength training, you're probably feeling, you know, the pump that comes from that. If you worked out, you're feeling that kind of surge of energy or and pride. And I did that. And so that motivates you to come back. And, you know, it's the same thing eating healthy. If I eat this, you know, half this chocolate cake right now, it's not going to make me fat tomorrow. I might feel bloated in an hour, but it's going to show up on my thighs or wherever in 2 or 3 or 4 weeks. And so why do I care about this? Why would I even talk about this in a podcast about leadership? I see this all the time. Leaders who make changes in their organization and then they don't see, I was just having this conversation with an organization and the leadership team. And they, you know, they've made these, the digital transformation's a topic everywhere, right? We've got a speed to market and digital and all that. It's huge. And, you know, Rossman, who we had on from Amazon a few weeks ago on the show about his book, you know, he wrote it about the digital transformation. How does a company do that successfully in a way that maybe Amazon can help with based off his experience or some lessons he's learned? So everybody's talking about digital transformation. So this company is really interested in that, and they're investing in some products, putting some resources into it. And yet the leadership team, like 2 weeks into one of the product launches, is talking to me about on the phone about, yeah, but we really aren't seeing a ton of revenue from that. I'm like, it's been 2 weeks. Oh my gosh. Like, we shouldn't even be talking about this for a year. Because you're shifting your culture. You're going into new product categories. You're like, these changes are going to affect a quarter from now, 3 quarters from now, 18 months from now. And patience is, you know, it's so critical for leaders. I'm becoming increasingly convinced that organizations suffer tremendous consequences due to the lack of patience from leaders. That same organization I was just talking about, they put in revenue numbers for that product within a short period, within two quarters, that I don't see any way, from my perspective, they're going to even come close to hitting. Within 2 quarters? Like, that should have been the revenue number for a year from now. And so you end up deflating the organization. you end up causing all these concerns. You end up with all these challenges because the leader wasn't patient enough. They weren't thinking about, oh, if I work out today, my body doesn't become buff tomorrow. You tracking with me? So I just wanted to do a quick episode this week before I race off to the airport and go through this crazy week of travel. And that's what's on my mind is how you define yourself and having patience to understand that the effort, the sales calls I'm putting in today, if you're a salesperson, the sales calls I'm putting in today, I cannot become discouraged when they don't affect revenue tomorrow. But those calls are going to impact my number, my sales target number, my quota next quarter. We've got to think that way. And so I'm trying to do this. You know, I'm not the master of anything that I talk about, right? So everything I talk about is aimed at me as well. It's like we talk, you know, like people say, you're staring into a mirror, right? Really preaching to yourself. And so I'm trying to think about that myself. Okay, Russ, the effort you're spending on this today is going to impact 3 months from now, 6 months from now. Don't give up. Don't you dare become discouraged. Don't hold back. Don't stop these habits you're forming in different areas if you don't see the result this week or next week or the numbers where they need to be. And I hear Gary Vaynerchuk talk about this all the time, if you guys know Gary V. And Gary talks about it to the marketing crowd and business leaders, right? That, you know, some of them will get involved in marketing on social media or different avenues. And if they don't see the number of likes or the number of comments or the number of, they don't see an ROI on that immediately, then they give up. And Gary's like, in fact, this reminds me of something I was in the room with Rachel Hollis. If you know who Rachel Hollis is, in San Diego just 2 weeks ago, and Rachel was talking about this. Let me get to Gary's comment first. So Gary's like, you have to have patience. You know, he really mastered, if you know who he is, he built a business that's hundreds of millions of dollars, starting with some videos he posted on YouTube. And then over years, it developed into what it is. So he's speaking all the time to people who are just starting putting content on YouTube or a business that's starting to spend some money on Facebook ads or different spaces. And it's like, you guys, you're going to see some results immediately, but you're investing in, and this is going to have an impact a year from now. So what did Rachel Hollis, it was so funny. You know, Rachel's the women listening will all know who she is. The men may not. Rachel's made a name for herself writing a couple of books. Girl, Wash Your Face is one of them. And Rachel was saying in this conversation a couple of weeks ago, she was saying, you know, people come up to her and will say, congratulations on your book. It's so successful. Like, what's it like to have your first book be a New York Times bestseller and to be on all, you know, Good Morning America? And she says she laughs and she always has to tell them, no. That wasn't my first book. That was my seventh. You never heard of the first six. I think it's her seventh. It's her sixth or seventh book, Girl, Wash Your Face. And she's writing some more. And she just sold out an event. This gives you an idea of her level of success now. She just sold out an event with 7,000 people at it. She's getting a line of product in Target. I mean, her career is taking off. And she seems to be everywhere. Rachel Hollis does. And yet people think, oh, she's an overnight success. And she's like, no. Maybe to you. But to me, this is 7 years in the making. No one wanted to publish my first books. No one read my first six or seven books. And so patience is on my mind. Whatever you're trying to achieve personally, professionally, whether it's a relationship you're trying to improve, you're not going to see the impact of that today or this week or this month. You might see a little bit, but you got to invest in it for the long term, whether it's a child or a spouse or a family member or a product at work or a change you're making in your personal life. Patience, define yourself, and we'll talk lots more about that in a future episode, what James Clear talks about in defining yourself. I'm defining myself as this, which will help you mentally spend more time in that area and emphasize it more, and then be patient. It's going to take you a while to transform into that or to achieve the results you're trying to get. Okay. By the way, I did like a 90-second video of this when walking out of the gym the other day. If you haven't seen that, you're not on my LinkedIn account. Why aren't you on LinkedIn? I'm putting out content. I wrote an article that I published today about my first meeting at Amazon, what I learned. It did not go the way I expected. I wrote a whole article about that. It's on LinkedIn. I posted several videos, and I told you in a previous podcast episode, I'm putting out content every single day that's designed to bring value to you, to help you think differently, give you ideas on how you can more effectively lead based on what I'm seeing traveling the world as a consultant with primarily Fortune 500 organizations. So if you haven't followed me or sent me a connection request on LinkedIn, do that. Just search Russ Hill on LinkedIn, and hopefully there aren't a million of them, and you'll see me come up. You'll find me if you search for me. And I'd love for you to connect or follow me there and comment on I'd love feedback with the stuff I'm posting. Some of you have done that. I've heard from, I think about just over 100 of you last week, which was awesome. Seeing who you are and the different careers you have and the different companies you work for or you own is awesome. Okay, that does it for episode 37. If you haven't subscribed to the podcast, just tap your finger onto the subscribe button. You'll get this kind of content delivered to your phone or device once a week. You can listen to it whenever you have time in the next week. And have a great week, everybody.